Today's Shi'ez Masech the Shabbos Daf Nun Vav. We will begin on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis to the bottom line. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonason. Kala Omer b'nei Shmuel Chatu. Whoever says the b'nei Shmuel, as the pasuk seems to indicate, did an avera, Eina Elotaya is making an error. And the Meiri teaches us that it's important to follow Midas Chassidus, to do a Lefnim Mishur Sadin, but it's not a requirement. By definition, it's Lefnim Mishur Sadin. However, says the Meiri in explaining this Gemara, if somebody's parents were makbid and always were careful to do something in a certain way, and the son wants to be the successor of his father, then it's appropriate that he should follow his father's menhagim. And therefore, that was the problem with the B'nai Shmuel. Shenema, the Pasuk says, as Shmuel got older, Kishazok and Shmuel, Leholchu Bona Bedrachov. They didn't follow his ways, explains the Gemara. Bedrachov hu Leholchu. They didn't follow his ways. Michtu Lechatu. But they didn't do an Aveira. They didn't do an Aveira. El manim kayim. But ask the Gemara, how could you say that they didn't do an Aveira? Let's read the words of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'yato achrei betza, that they took bribery. Answers the Gemara, Shloi osu kamasa v'seyim. They didn't follow their father's way. Shloi Shmuel at tzaddik. Shmuel the tzaddik would go machs b'kom b'kom Yisrael. He didn't want that people should have to come to him for din Torah. He would go around all the cities of Eretz Yisrael for Donos and Bareim and judge the people who had any din Torah. Shenem v'holach midei shana b'shana v'sovav b'eseil v'agilgo v'amitzvah v'shafetus Yisrael. He went from place to place. V'heim lo yasu kein. They didn't do that. Elo yashu bareim. They stayed at home. K'dei l'haber schal azneim. They had a whole staff. And by staying home, their staff had more panosol l'sefreyem. So if, as the Mashal explains, if their staff would have to travel around with them, so they would have travel expenses in traveling. But by staying in one place, the money that they collected was they kept, and they didn't have any expenses of traveling around the country. That's the Mashal's pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that the children of Shmuel were honest, but their staff weren't so honest, and that they took money, they took bribery in the Batei Dinim to tilt Dinei Torah. Ketanoi, says the Gemara, this question if the Bnei Shmuel did any aveira or not is actually Machlokes Tanoim. The Pasuk says, V'yatu achrei betza, Remei Omer, Chelkum Shalu b'piyim. Shmuel and his children were Levim, and they used to demand that people give them the Maiserishin. That's Rashi's Pshat. The Mashal says that they used to demand payment for the entire that they were involved with. And the Gemara Masechta Ksubis, Daf Kuf Hei Amar Aleph, says that a Dayan HaNoitel Schar Lodin, somebody who takes payment to do a din Torah, it's as if he took a bribery. He's only allowed to take schar b'teila. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meloi hitilu abalabatim. They became partners with different wealthy business people. And as the Mefarshim explained, once they became partners with different business people, so when those business people came to them for din Torah, they were partial to their partner. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kupi Yisera Shemaisa Notla Bezroya. They took Meiser more than they deserved. So ask the Mashal that if that's the case, then it's not just that they took what they didn't deserve. There's a question of Tevel. So the Mashal explains that the Torah, we have this concept very often. The Torah says there's a Tovus Hanor. The owner of the Meiser is the one who has the right to decide the owner of the produce has the right to decide who he should give his Meiser to. They took away that right from the owners of the produce and just took it themselves. We know the Torah says that the Zroya L'chaim V'keva, different parts of the animal, belong to the Kahanim. And the Shmuel children were Levim. And they took the Matnas Kahuna, even though it didn't technically belong to them. The Gemara continues to discuss people who did, who it seems did the wrong thing and really didn't. Amrav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amrav Yonason. We all know this episode in Sefer Shmuel indeed with David, that David had relations with Bathsheba before Uriah, her husband, passed away. So it seems that David had relations with Anashus Ish. Says the Gemara that that's not what happened. What happened was that it was he really didn't do an Avera. So says the Gemara, Amrav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amrav Yonason, Kalaim David Chata, whoever says David did an Avera, Eina Elatoy, is only making a mistake. So ask the Ran, if David HaMelech didn't really do an Avera, why does the Pasuk describe it in a way that it certainly seems like it was a serious Avera? So the Ran answers that the Torah wants to teach us, the Pasuk wants to teach us the power of tshuva, that even though it seems that David HaMelech did a serious Avera, he didn't do an Avera, and we, even if we think we did an Avera, we could do tshuva. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'hi David L'chod Rochav, Maskel V'Hashem Imoy. Says the Gemara, Ef Shechet Bol Yada, if you said he did an Avera, and Shechina Imoy. So Mepharshim ask that this Pasuk is said long before the story of Bathsheba. So maybe at that point, Hashem Imoy. So there's two Terutzim that I saw. One Terutz we saw is that the Shechina was with him, and we never see that the Shechina left. But had he done such a horrible Avera, the Shechina would have left. Another Terutz is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sfasem says this Terutz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he thought that what David HaMelech was doing, was going to do in the future was an Avera, he would have never put a Shechina on David HaMelech. The fact that Hashem put a Shechina on David is a proof that David really didn't do an Avera. But ask the Gemara, Ella, Mani Mekayim, Nosan HaNavi comes to talk to David HaMelech, and he says, Madua Bezisas Dvar Hashem, Lasas Hara, why did you do this terrible Avera? So it seems that he did do the Avera. Answers the Gemara, David Bikesh Lasas. He wanted to do something wrong, but he didn't do it. I saw a beautiful vart from Yosha Ben Soloveitchik Tzal. He says, Kol Oim David Chata Ein Elotaya. The Gemara calls him David. The Gemara doesn't call him David HaMelech. Says Rabbi Yosha Ben Zitzal. He says that David, as an individual, did not do an Avera. As we're about to learn the Gemara, what he did was halachically correct. But there's also David HaMelech. David HaMelech, for a person on his madrega, should be careful not to do anything that seems to look like an Avera. And because of that, the Gemara says David didn't do an Avera, but maybe David HaMelech did an Avera. Says the Gemara, Amrav, Rebbe the Osmi David, Rebbe who was a descendant of David, Mahapech V'Dorish B'Schusei the David. He tries to have a way to explain that David HaMelech didn't do an Avera. So that's the Pasha Pshat. The Rav is saying that maybe Rebbe is partial to David because he was a descendant of David. But I saw a different Pshat. Rebbe had a lot on to ride on. This, if David HaMelech did an Avera or not, will determine who Rebbe is, who will determine the Yichus of Rebbe. So Rebbe went out of his way to make sure that he got the right Psak. And that's why Rebbe the Osmi David, Mahapach V'Darish B'Schusei the David, when he did the investigation, he certainly did the investigation properly. Because the Pasuk says, Madu B'Zisa Es Dvar Hashem Lasa Sarah, Rabbi Yom Mishuna Ra Mikol Ra Shabbatayra. This pasuk is sort of different than everywhere else when the Torah says the word Ra. Shakar Ra Shabbatayra Ksiv V'Yas. Usually it says V'Yas. V'Kan Ksiv, whereas here it says Lasois. Bikesh Lasois, he only wanted to do V'Loy Asam. So the Mashah asks, there are many psukim in Nach where it says Lasois. So the Mashah says that even though those psukim say the word Lasois, it doesn't say V'Yas. It also says V'Yas. By David, the pasuk only says Lasois. It doesn't say the word V'Yas. Says the Gemara, as Urye Hachiti Hikisa Becherev. You killed Urye Hachita Batsheva's wife. Shehoyle Ladona B'Sanhedrin. What was wrong? Because you should have taken him to the Sanhedrin. V'Loy Danta. And you didn't take him to a Sanhedrin. You passed the entire yourself. So the Gemara says that a married B'Malchus doesn't need to be taken to Sanhedrin. So why is there an issue that he wasn't taken to the Sanhedrin? So Taisus says, what the Gemara Masechta Megillah means is that you don't have to go through all the regular rules of the Din Torah, but certainly he has to be taken to the Beis Din. Another shot that the Rashba suggests is that indeed, normally, somebody who's married by Malchus, the king himself could judge him. But here, it was very obvious that David HaMelech had some ulterior motive. And because it was obvious that David HaMelech maybe has an ulterior motive, he should have gone the extra mile and taken him to Sanhedrin. But says the Gemara, the Pasuk says regarding Batsheva, this ishtoi lakachta l'chali isha, l'kuchen yesh baba. You are, l'kuchen is the word that the Gemara always uses in Masechta Kedushin. The marriage that you did to Batsheva is a halachically valid marriage. Why? Damar Hashmur Manachmeni Amr Reb Yonason. Kol ha-yoytzel mechemes beis David. Every soldier who went out to war, koysev gesis l'ishtoi, would write a get that his wife should be divorced if he doesn't come back from battle for one of two reasons. One reason is because if he didn't have children, his wife should not have to be a candidate for Yibam Uchalitza. Or the other reason is that his wife should not have to remain an Aguna. So what happened here was, David HaMelech, Uriah had written a get, and he indeed didn't come back. So that's why it's not considered that she was a married woman. So there's a question, how does this get work? Rashi says that the get was given al Tanai, that if he won't return from war, then the get will be valid from when it was actually given. But as Tosfos, Uriah did come back. So why didn't the get become bottle? So he says that the Tanai wasn't that if you won't come back in the middle. The Tanai was that if you won't come back at all. And at the end, he didn't come back at all. That's why the Tanai was fulfilled. The Meiri says the same way. Even though he came back, it was only temporary. He had every intention to come back. He had every intention to go back to war, and that's why it's not considered as if he came back. So we have a machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos. According to Rashi, the get was given al Tanai, that if he won't come back, she will be divorced. And according to Tosfos, because Tosfos has a question, how is David sure that he won't come back? So how do he have relations with her, assuming that he won't come back and that she was already considered divorced? And because of that, Tosfos says that the get that's given was immediate. That the get was given for immediate, that as soon as he gives the get, they're divorced. And if he'll come back, they'll get remarried. How do we understand Rashi? So the way I saw that the Malbim explains Rashi's pshat, the Tanai was that if you don't come back, then the get is a get. But they also put a time frame around it. And if you don't come back by this time, then the get will be a get, even though he'll come back later. And by the time that David had relations with her, it was already after the time that she was not, that the get became valid. Where do we see this, that a person who goes to a war, they would write a get? Shenemar. The Pasuk says that Yishai, we spoke about Yishai in yesterday's shiur, the father of David, sent David to the battle Shaul was having with the Plishtim, because David's brothers were in that war, and he wanted to send different items and see how they're doing, so he sent David. And the Pasuk says, Vaseres achritzei chalav ha'elu, these 10 flasks of milk, tavi l'sar elef, v'sachicham tifka l'sholem, see how your brothers are doing, v'sarubosam tikach, ask the Gemara, my rubosam, what's the definition of a rubosam? Taner Reb Yosef, tvorim ha'imurovim beino l'beino, things that connect the husband and the wife. So these were, so this Pasuk is talking about B'nei Yishai, but the way the Rishonim explain, from here David HaMelech learned that every soldier that goes out to war in his army should do what he learned from his father. And that's why the Bathsheba was not considered a married woman. So I saw an interesting Shaila in the Shaila Setshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Aleph Siman Tzadik. The issue there is that somebody came to see the Tzitz Eliezer, this is before the Six-Day War, and he says he's in the Israeli army in a very serious division, and he knows that there's going to be a war coming up soon, and he doesn't know, and he's going to be sent on to dangerous missions. He doesn't know if he's going to come back. He doesn't want his wife to be an aguna. So he wants to do what our Gemara says. Kol ha'yotzel melchemes beis David, get krisis kosev l'ishtoi. But he doesn't even want his wife to know about it. So he wants to have the get written, given to a shliach, and if he doesn't come back from the war, the shliach will give the get to the wife. There's only one problem with this. The problem with this is that after he went through this entire procedure, he went back home. And when we learned and we'll learn Masechta Gittin, there's a issue of bitul haget. If somebody writes a get and gives it to the shliach to give to his wife, if he does something to show that he's not serious about the get becomes bottle. So it seems that if he's going back to home and he didn't tell his wife what he did wrong, and what he did, that he gave her a get, and then he's going to be with her, so then certainly that should be mevatel the get. So the Tzitz Eliezer quotes different Rishonim, the Reim, he quotes Achronim, the Maritz Salin. The fact that he went through this entire process of writing the get, and not only writing the get, but he gave over a shliach, and he wrote a shtar hashoah to the shliach, and moreover, the wife, he never heard from the wife. The Beis Din says that the wife never reported what happened. And moreover, when he did this procedure in Beis Din, he made a shvua that under no circumstances will he be mevatel the get after he gave the get. If we combine all of these considerations, says the Tzitz Eliezer, we don't have to think that the get is bottle. And indeed, if chas v'shalom, he doesn't come back from the war, the get will be a get, and his wife won't have a problem of aguna. So I saw a beautiful vart from the Rebbe Rishab from Lubavitch. He says that kol ha'yotzel mechames beis David, get krisis kosev l'ishtoi. If somebody goes, that's not just mechames beis David, it's not just somebody who goes to war, but it's also referring to somebody who goes to learn in a yeshiva. That anybody goes to yeshiva to learn Torah, he has to write a get krisis. He has to separate himself from anything that's going on in this world and be connected to learning Torah. The Pasuk says that the Gemara continues in the Pasuk that Nosson HaNavi was speaking to David. The Pasuk says, V'oysa harakta b'cher b'nei amayim. So ask the Gemara, Ma cher b'nei amayim, what does cher b'nei amayim have to do with Uriah Chitin? He was saying like this, Ma cher b'nei amayim, i'atan neneshalov, anybody that amayim killed, you're not responsible, Af Uriah Chaita, this that Uriah Chaita got killed, you will not be punished for killing Uriah Chaita. My Tama, why indeed? Says the Gemara, Mari b'Malchus Hava. He was a Mari b'Malchus. Domele, because when David spoke to Uriah Chaita, he says, V'adoni Yoiv, V'avdi Adoni, Apnei Asad Chayinim. The Pasuk says that Uriah wanted to go back to war, and he says, V'adoni Yoiv, V'avdi Adoni, Apnei Asad Chayinim. So he acted inappropriate, because calling Yoiv, who was indeed the general, Adoni, in the presence of David, is considered Merida B'Malchus. I saw other Rishonim, however, disagree. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosfos disagrees. He says, because the Merida B'Malchus was that he didn't follow David's orders. David's orders were that he should go home, and he says, no, I don't want to go home. Other Rishonim explained that the Merida B'Malchus was that he mentioned Yoav before he mentioned David HaMelech. And that's not respectful, because he's supposed to mention the king before you mention the general. But the first pshat that we saw is that he said Adoni Yoav before he said that he called Yoav Adoni in the presence of David HaMelech. So I saw that the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Resh Nun Zayin quotes the Sefer Mabe Yabik based on this Gemara, that when somebody is davening to Hashem, and he's davening on behalf of his father, he's davening on behalf of his Rebbe, and usually when you speak about your father, you say Adoni Avi. Usually when you speak about your Rebbe, you say Adoni of Mayri. When you're speaking to Hashem, you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say only Avi, only Rebbe, but not any titles, because our Gemara here says that the fact that he gave a title was unacceptable to give a title to Yoav when you're speaking to David. So certainly it's unacceptable to give a title to a person when you're speaking to Hashem. And in fact, I saw from the Bnei Yisachar, he says, we all know that when we say Hoshanis on Sukkos, after we say the entire Hoshanis, everybody puts down the Lulav and the Esrig, and then we say, Leman das kol ame oritz, keshem ho lakim ein oid. He says, "Why? What's the reason for that minig?" So he says, interestingly enough, a person, everybody has great chavivus. Everybody has great love to the mitzvah of lulav and esrig. So somebody shouldn't get confused and think that, says the Bnei Yisachar, that the lulav and esrig are what we're worshiping. Who we worship is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So after we put down the lulav and esrig, we make an announcement. Nobody should get confused. What we have to remember is leman das kol ame oretz ki Hashem hu alikim. Only Hashem, ein oid, no one else. Amarav, says the Gemara, kimian baby David. When you look into the history of David HaMelech's life, lemishkachs bei bar meduria, you won't find any avera besides that cause that Uriah should have gotten killed. Ask the Gemara, ask all the Mefarshim, we just learned in the Gemara that Uriah deserved to get killed because he was a Mayor of the Malchus. So why is the Gemara saying that that was his Avera? The Gemara is, to say the Rishonim, that his Avera was that he didn't take him to the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yoshua said that, of course it's not an Avera. I saw Rabbi Yoshua explains, of course it's not an Avera, as the Gemara just explained that it's not an Avera. But when you talk about a person on the Madrega of David HaMelech, who has to be so careful about everything he does, for a person who's on the level of David HaMelech, it's considered an Avera. The Ksiv, Rak Bedvar Uriah Chaita. Ask the Gemara, Abaye Kshisha Rami de Rav de Rav. Abaye Kshisha asked the following stira in the opinion of Rav. Mi Amar Rav Hachi, is this indeed the opinion of Rav? V'Amar Rav Kibbal Dava Lashon Hara. We're going to learn the next piece of Gemara that Dovra Melech accepted Lashon Hara. So why are you saying that that's, how could you say the Rav says that that was the only Aveira of David HaMelech? It says the Gemara, indeed, Kasha. So, an introduction to the next Gemara. After Shaul and his children and his whole entourage died, the Pasuk says in Shmuel, V'yom David, Hachi yesh oid ashenois lebei Shaul. Is there anybody left from the family of Shaul? V'esa imoy ches ba'av yoinason. I'll do chesed with him because of Yonason. We know Yonason, who was the son of Shaul, was David HaMelech's Yedid Nefesh. They were very close. Says the Pasuk, Lebei Shaul Eved, there was a slave in that, by the Bei Shaul, Shmot Tziva. V'yikrolai al David, V'yam HaMelech, Elov, Hata Tziva, V'yam Avdecha. He asks him, Ayu Tziva. And David asks him, Ha'efes o ye ish, Lebei Shaul, V'asim my chesed al kim. Is there anybody left? And says, Tziva, V'yom Tziva al-Melech, Oid ben le-Yonason n'chei reglayim. He limps. And David asks, Eifahu, where is he? V'yom Tziva al-Melech, Hine beis mocha ben amir b'loi dover. Says the Gemara, once David al-Melech hears this, V'yishlach ha-Melech dover yikichei b'meis mocha amir b'loi dover. So he took Smithy Boishas, who was actually the son of Yonason, to David. V'yomer David, and David tells him, Al tira, ki esa imcha chesed ba'av Yonason avicha. V'shavtil cha es kol stei shol avicha, v'ata toicha lechem al shulchanei tamid. You, I'll take care of you. And the Pasuk says, V'yikra melech al tziva nar shol v'yomer lov, kol ashele l'shol l'chabesi l'nosati l'ben adonechem. I'm giving everything that Shaul had to him. You and your family should be his slaves. You bring and you will bring food to Mephibosheth. I will support him. Says the Gemara, Gufa Rav Amar Kibal David Lashon Hara. David Mel accepted Lashon Hara Mephibosheth. The Ksiv. The Pasuk says, V'yomel HaMelech Eifahu. The Pasuk says that when David HaMelech was looking for him, he says, V'yom HaMelech Eifahu, and the Pasuk says, as we just read, V'yom HaTziva HaMelech, Hinehu Beis Mocher Ben Amiel B'loi Dover. What's the definition of B'loi Dover? He was saying that he's not a Talmud Chochem. V'yishlach HaMelech, V'yikuchei Mebeis Mocher Ben Amiel B'loi Dover. He started talking to him, and he found that he was a Talmud Chacham. So at that point, David should have recognized that Tziva was a liar and that he had ulterior motives. He said that he's not a Talmud Chacham, and he turns out to be a Talmud Chacham. Michti, Chazi de Shakruhu, he saw that he's a liar. Hada al Shanalavei. So then when Tziva says Lashon Hara about Mephibosheth, my Talmud Kiblaminei, he shouldn't have accepted. So the Chavetz Chaim asks, are you only not supposed to accept Lashon Hara from a person that you think is a lawyer? Not supposed to accept Lashon Hara from anybody. So the Chavetz Chaim answers that if the person is not a lawyer and he tells you something that you have to be concerned about, you're not supposed to be makabalit. You're not supposed to accept it as true, but you have to be concerned about it. But here, if you know that the person that's talking to you is a lawyer and he has ulterior motives, then you're not supposed to accept it at all. So the question is, why did David HaMelech accept it? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, that when David HaMelech was running away from Yerushalayim, from Avshalom, and he sees Tziva coming towards him, V'yom HaMelech, Ayi ben Adonecha, where is Mephibosheth? V'yom HaTziva HaMelech, Hine Yoshev Yerushalayim, he's staying in Yerushalayim. That means he was saying that he stayed with Avshalom. And how do we know that David HaMelech accepted what Tziva said about Mephibosheth? Because the Pasuk says, the Ksiv Yom HaMelech, Hine Lecha Kolosh Mephibosheth. When he heard what happened, he says, I'm giving you everything that belongs to Mephibosheth. Yom HaTziva, and Tziva says, Hishtachavisi, I bow down to you. Em Tzachem Beinech Adoni HaMelech. And that's why when David HaMelech was punished, because that was an Aveira. He should have never accepted this Lashon Hara. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel, however, says, Loi kibul dava lashon hara. Shdavar HaMelech certainly did not accept the lashon hara. Shadvar HaMani karm chazubay. David HaMelech saw different things on Mephibosheth that made him be suspicious. And therefore the Smag and Agos Maimonides say that if the person that is being said lashon hara about, there's evidence that what he's saying, what's being said about him is true, that you, then you're allowed to accept it. And again, the Chofetz Chaim goes into a discussion, what does accepting mean? Accepting doesn't mean to believe it, just to be choshish. The Ksiv Mephibosheth ben Shaul yard l'kras HaMelech. Mephibosheth comes to greet the king. V'loyosu raglo v'loyosu sfomoy v'spodav l'kibis. He didn't wash his face, he didn't cut his hair, he didn't clean his clothing. Ksiv v'hi kibay Yerushalayim l'kras HaMelech. V'yam l'HaMelech l'ma lachdim Mephibosheth. Why don't you join me? V'yam Adon HaMelech avdiri money. My slave fooled me. K'yama avdecha ech b'shali chamor v'erkev aleh v'elech al HaMelech. I indeed asked that my donkey be saddled and that I should go to the king. Kibiseach avdecha, for you know that I am limp. V'yagel b'avdecha el Adon HaMelech v'Adon HaMelech k'malch al kim v'sei toi b'enecha. He says, Tziva manipulated me. V'yam HaMelech l'ma t'daba oid v'recha. You and Tziva should divide the field. After David HaMelech came back to Yerushalayim, Mephibosheth comes to David, and David asks him, why didn't you join me? And he says, I wanted to, and Tziva fooled me. And David HaMelech now is sort of in a dilemma. He had given all of Mephibosheth's property to Tziva. So he said, you'll divide it with Tziva. And Amalai, so Mephibosheth is upset. And Mephibosheth says to David, Ani Amarti, I kept on hoping, Masa Tava B'Sholem, that you should come back in safely. V'ata Oysali Kach, and this is what you're doing to me in return. Lo Yalech Yeshli Trumas, I don't have claim against you. I'm upset that you came back in peace. So David saw that Mephibosheth really isn't in peace with him. And Hainu Diksiv, that's what the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, Uben Yonus Meribal. Ask the Gemara V'chi Meribal Shmoy. What's his name, Meribal? We see here, V'loi Mephibosheth Shmoy. El Mechtosh Osu Merivan Bolov. He went into battle with David HaMelech. You are a person that fights against David HaMelech, the grandson, not the son. The Mephoshim say the grandson. Mephibosheth was Yonason's son. Yonason was David HaMelech's friend. But it was Shaul who didn't get along with him. Natsa Hadamaran, as we just saw. Bar Natsa, where do we find that Shaul HaMelech was a person that got into an argument? Diksiv. The Pasuk says, V'yoveh Shaul at Ir HaMelech, V'yor Benachal. Omar Ramani, Al Iskei Nachal. What does that mean? We know that the Torah says that Amalek, Mocha Timcha Zeich Amalek. We have to completely eradicate Amalek. The men, the women, the children, everybody. So when David had captured Amalek, when Shaul had captured Amalek, Shaul was supposed to destroy them all. What happened is that Shaul started arguing Kavyoch with Hashem. And Shaul said that we know that the parsha in the Torah of Egla Rufa, if a person, if a corpse is found, we have to do whatever we have to do to try to find the murderer. We see the value of life. So how are you telling me that we should just kill out that entire nation? But that was wrong, because if that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what we're supposed to do. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. At the moment that David said to Mephibosheth that you and Tziva will divide the property, we know that after Shlomo Melech died, Rechavim was his son, was the successor, but Yeravim ben Nevat rebelled, and Yeravim ben Nevat became also a Melech. That's when the division came in Klal Yisrael. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Emolei lekibol David lashon hara. Had David HaMelech not accepted this lashon hara, that's what began this entire episode. Lo nechla kamalchus beis David. Malchus beis David would have never been divided. V'loyev de Yisrael avodah zara. Then, because Yerovam did not want people to go to Yerushalayim, because if they would go to Yerushalayim, maybe they would become loyal to Rechavam. He put up avodah zara in the north and south of Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't let the people go to Yerushalayim, and that would have avoided v'loy gelinu me'artzeinu. We would have never gone into Golus. And as I saw, the Yishalmi says that it was Bittul Torah that caused the Golus. So he says that as long as they learned Torah, the Torah would have protected them. But if they weren't learning Torah, then all the Averis that they did, there was nothing to protect them, and they went into Golus. So our Gemara is teaching us that you're not allowed to accept Lashon Hara. You're allowed to be choshish for the Lashon Hara when it's Dvarim HaNikarim. If it's something that you could judge favorable, then you're obviously obligated to judge him favorably. Moreover, if you're supposed to really investigate, this is all from the Chafetz Chaim, obviously, you're supposed to investigate as much as you can to make sure that it's not Lashon Hara. And if you do, and then, and only then, could you be choshish for the Lashon Hara, but not accept it as the truth. And certainly, if you heard it from somebody else, you should not accept it, because as in our Gemara we see, sometimes other people have ulterior motives. The Gemara continues to discuss people who it seems did an Averis, but really didn't. It looks from the Psukim in Melachim that Shlomo HaMelech worshipped Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonason, Kolayim Shloim Echata. Whoever says that Shloim HaMelech did the Avera of Avodah Zarah, Eina Ela Toya. Shnema, V'loi Hoya Levovei Sholeim Im Hashem Elokov Klevav David Aviv. He wasn't on the same Madrega as his father David. Klevav David Aviv Hu D'loi Hava. He wasn't on the same Madrega as his father David. Michta Nami Lechata. But he never did an Avera. Ask the Gemara, El Mani Mikayim, how do we understand the pasuk that says "Vehila zikna shloima noshim hitus levavoi"? And the pasuk continues "Achrei lehim acherim." So it says it seems that he did worship other avodah zaras. Answers the Gemara: He Rav Nosson. That is following the opinion of Nosson. Rav Nosson Rami. Rav Nosson asked the following question: "Ksiv." The pasuk says "Vehila zikna shloima noshim hitus levavoi," that he went and did worship the avodah zarah. Ksiv, klavav David aviv, the pasuk that we just read, which seems to teach us klavav David aviv hu d'loy hava. He wasn't on the same madrega as David HaMelech, michta nami lechot, but he didn't do avodah zarah. Answers the Gemara Hachikamer. This is the way to understand the pasuk. Vehi la'ei zikna shloim enoshim hitus levavoi lelachas achrei elim acherim. They try to get him to do avodah zarah. However, v'loy halach, he didn't worship them. Ask the Gemara for a ksiv. The pasuk says, "Oz yivne shleim abama lechvoish shukatz maiv." That Shlomo HaMelech built a bama for that avodah zarah. Answers the Gemara, "Bikish livnois v'leibana." He wanted to, but he never did. But all the mafarshim asked the question. The Gemara Masechta Gedushin teaches us that by avodah zarah, unlike all other averis, machshava ram mitzdarf lemaisa. That if you just have a machshava to do avodah zarah, it's considered like you worshipped avodah zarah. So our Gemara clearly indicates that he wanted to build a bama for the avodah zarah. So why is that not considered as if he did avodah zarah? So I saw that the Be'er Avram says that the machshava ra kodesh baruch hu mitzarf lemaisa b'avodah zarah is only where you wanted to accept that avodah zarah as a god. But if you didn't accept as a god, then it's not considered an avodah zarah. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Nachal Yitzchak is that if somebody wanted to worship avodah zarah, and then he didn't worship the avodah zarah because something came up that prevented him from worshiping the avodah zarah, then the halacha is that he's punished. But let's say if he didn't worship the avodah zarah because he realized the truth, how am I worshiping avodah zarah? then he's not punished. Shloima wanted to build something for the Avodah Zarah. And then he took to mind, how could I do something like that? Build something for to worship Avodah Zarah. So he did tshuva on his own. Somebody who does tshuva on his own, that is not considered that he should get punished. Elamata, the pasuk says by Yeshua, Oz Yivne Yeshua Mizbeach Lashem, are you going to say Pshibikish Bnei Leibana? Ella, it means the Bana. He must have built it. Hachanami, when the pasuk uses the same words by Shloima, it must be the Bana that he actually did do the Bama for Avodah Zarah. Ella says the Gemara Kiritanya. Efsha asked the Gemara, the pasuk says that Yishio destroyed these Avodah Zarahs from Shlomo Melech. Asked the Gemara, it's difficult to understand. There were many kings before Yishio that were very righteous. Efsha ba'asav la'birim. Asa didn't destroy those Avodah Zarah. Yishofet v'leibiram. Yishofet didn't destroy those Avodah Zarah. Achibah Yishov biram. V'leikol Avodah Zarah shebetz Yisrael. Asa v'yishofet biram. Asa and Yishofet destroyed all the Avodah Zarah in Etz Yisrael. So why did it wait for Yishio? El makish rishonim l'achroinim. Ma achroinim l'osu. Yishio didn't destroy the Avodah Zarah of Shloima. V'tala ben l'shvach. Yet he gets credit as if he destroyed them. Afra rishonim. Loyasa, Shloima Melech didn't actually build Avodah Zarah, but Talab Lagnai. It's considered as if he did the Avodah Zarah, but he really didn't do any Avodah Zarah. Why is it considered as if he did Avodah Zarah? As we've got to learn, because his wives made Avodah Zarah and he didn't stop them. Because as the Gemara Vaksiv, V'yash Shloima HaRabe Ein Hashem, El Bnei She'ois Lo Limchas Benoshav, because he should have told his wife not to do Avodah Zarah, v'loy micha, ma'ala kosu kilachot. It's considered as if he made Avodah Zarah. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Shmuel, noich lo ilois a tzadik she'eshamus l'dav acher. Shloim HaMelech would have preferred to be an attendant in a base of Avodah Zarah, v'ayi kosev boy, and the Torah shouldn't write about him, v'yas harobein Hashem. That is something that bothers him more than anything else. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Shmuel, when Shlomo Melech married the daughter of Paroi, Hichnisloi Elef Mina Zemer, she brought into the wedding 1,000 instruments to the orchestra. She showed him how different Avodah Zarahs were worshipped. And he said nothing. Gavriel came with Notz Kana B'yom, V'olah Basirtain. Around that earth that he put into the yam started forming earth. V'ol of nivna krach gadol sharoimi. And in that part, the krach gadol Rome was built. B'msnisatana, oisa yoyim shechnas Yeravim shnei eglizov. The day that Yeravim, as we spoke about earlier, brought the two eglizov to Yisrael, echad b'beisel v'echad b'don, one in the south and one in the north, nivna tzrif echad, the first little hut was built on that land, and that is the Italia Shalyovim. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Rebbe Reb Heschel. The pasuk says that when Esav came back to Yitzchak, after Yitzchak had given the brachos to Yaakov, the pasuk says, Mishmani Aretz Yimashvecha. And Rashi says, Mitzu Italia Shalyovim. Why does Rashi point out that it means Italia Shalyovim? So the Rebbe of Heschel says, because the rest of the world, Yitzchak had given to Yaakov. And since he had given to Yaakov the rest of the world, he could no longer give it to Esav. However, he couldn't have given the Italia Shalyovim, Italy, Rome, to Yaakov, because as our Gemara teaches us, it only got created much later. Since it only got created much later, that's why that wasn't yet given to Yaakov, and it could be given to Esav. But I saw a beautiful pshat from the Tupukei Chayim. What happened over here? What's the Mida Keneged Mida that Rome was created on this piece of land after Shlomo Melech married Bas Paroi? It's teaching us, says the Tupukei Chayim, what intermarriage is all about. Shlomo HaMelech intermarried. He assimilated with the Bas Paroi. And he thought that that will be, they could have a firm marriage. They could have a firm relationship. Taught him HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like a piece of earth in the yam. If you have a piece of earth in the sea, it certainly doesn't have any strong foundation. A foundation of intermarriage is a foundation that has no strength behind it and ultimately will fall. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonason, Kol Amar Yoshia Chota En El Atoya. Whoever said the Yoshia did an Aveira makes a mistake. Shlemar, Yas HaYosh Ben Hashem, V'yele B'chol Derech Dovid Oviv. He followed the ways of David Melech's forefather. Alman Mekayim, U'kmoyu Loi Hoyu Lefon HaMelech HaShashov. The Pasuk says that he did tshuva. You can't do tshuva if you didn't do an Aveira. Answers the Gemara, Shekol Dinim Shadomi Ben Shmoina Ad Shmoina Esrei, Hechzirin Lehem. There's two pshatim. One pshat is that we know that Yeshua's forefather had hit all the Torah. And then they found the Sefer Torah. And he saw that the Dentiris that he had ruled, he had perhaps done wrong based on what he had found in the Sefer Torah. So he returned all the money that he took in improper Dinei Torah. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that he had started paskening din Tyrus before he was 18 years old. And you can't pasken a din Tyra before you're 18 years old. So for all of that, he had to return the money. And the Raman, Arachayim, Simon Shimem Gimel, says that if somebody who was a cotton did an Aveira, when he was a cotton, he asked that even though he doesn't have to do tshuva when he becomes a gadol, it's appropriate that he should do some tshuva. And the Gra says, it's based on our Gemara, where our Gemara says that he did tshuva for the averus that he did when he was young. A pliga the Rav, Damar Rav, Ein lecha gadol b'bal tshuva, Yosh Mishiyah b'dayroi, Yosh in his time was the greatest bal tshuva, vech b'dareinu. Umanu, who was the greatest bal tshuva of our time? Says the Gemara, Amma Abba Avudu Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'Abba, Vamalei Acha Achudu Abba Avudu Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'Abba, Dama Mar, Abba V'Acha Achva Hava, they were brothers. Amma Rabbi Yosef, that is the biggest Baal Tshuva. Amma Rabbi Yosef, Oidech B'Rein, there's another person in our generation who's a great Baal Tshuva, Manamim, Ukva Ben Nechem Yiresh Kalusa. V'Haina, and he's the person who's known as Nosen Tetzisa. Amma Rabbi Yosef, Havi Yisivna B'Pirke, Vav Kama Menamne. I was sitting in the shir and I was dozing off. And I saw my dream, the kaposhet yaday, that they're accepting him, and the kable, they put out a hand from Shemayim, and they accepted his tshuva. The sparks of the Rashi Masechta Sanhedrin gives a long explanation in Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis. Who was Nosson Tzitzisa? The bottom line is he wanted to have relations with a certain woman, and at the end, he didn't have those relations. He did tshuva, and he was called Nosson Tzitzisa because of the sparks that came out of the Malachim when his tshuva was accepted, or because the Malach pulled him up, the Tzitzis Roshay, by the strands of his hair. Hanu Lach B'Mah Behema, Hanu Lach B'Mah Behema, Hanu Lach B'Mah Behema.